You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
I think it's me. What up, you ho-ho-hos? Welcome to the half-hour happy hour ladies' night. I'm Maud Garrett.
I'm Allison Hayslip, and for the next 30-ish minutes, we're gonna sip some booze and spit some news. And of course, we're gonna do it with Tom, White Wine Mandango, Helping Hands, Krajewski. Oh,
so many names.
So many names.
Hi, guys.
Helping Yay. Hands is a D&D move that monks can do, and I believe it's
oh, you're totally right.
Ability.
Yeah, it absolutely is. You have helpful hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where were you nerd girls back in the 80s and 90s? You weren't allowed to come out, quote-unquote, allowed to come out of the...
Gaming.
I mean, I did. I just didn't have a lot of friends because of it.
The nerd closet? I was very much in that nerd closet until I was about 23.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of nerd closets, I mentioned to you guys that over the holiday break, I watched Detective Pikachu.
Yeah, how was it?
It was delightfully funny.
It looks
and
good.
I didn't realize, I watched the whole movie, and then at the end, the credits pop up for the writers, and Derek Connolly's one of the writers, and I know him. Yeah. So I texted him afterwards, and I was like, I was so surprised to see your name at the end of Detective Pikachu, and he was like, it's one of my greatest achievements. And I was like, honestly,
cool.
I enjoyed it far more than I thought I would for someone who has little to no knowledge of Pokemon.
What happened in 1996 for you then?
Because I was just a little too old. Like Pokemon, like my younger brother was super into Pokemon.
Yeah.
So I have an awareness. I understand. I know what a Pikachu and a Charizard are and all those kinds of
What's
things.
A Charizard? But
it's the Charizard?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I'm
like
the
a lizard.
Oh.
Charizard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Charizard. I know what a Charizard is.
Clearly I don't. Clearly.
I had the Charizard holographic Pokemon card.
Oh, nice.
I believe at one stage you could have sold them for like $150.
Jeez.
Oh, wow.
In my day is Garbage Pail Kids and Pogs.
Pogs.
If I could remove one thing from pop culture, I think it would be Garbage Pail
no.
Kids.
No.
Really?
Get
have you seen the movie?
Oh my gosh.
Why would I want to
because
go near it?
Because it's the greatest horrible movie in the world. I'll lend it to you. Watch it.
Was it to try and
you own it. You own it.
It was an impulse buy at the grocery store. Like,
oh
you know
God.
They sell, like, the DVDs.
At the grocery store?
Yeah. I bought that in Super Mario Brothers, the movie.
Okay, Super Mario Brothers,
impulse
movies.
Yeah,
I will, okay. I will die on that hill.
Yes. Mario, yes. Mario. Luigi Mario.
But
Bob Hoskins' finest role.
Yeah, I know.
But
don't tell him that. Roger Rabbit.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Come on. Come on.
I have a real problem with Garbage Pail Kids. Was
what?
It supposed to try and get boys into Cabbage Patch Dolls?
No, I think it was just...
No, it was supposed to make fun of Cabbage Patch Dolls.
Yeah, the disrespect there.
Aww.
I still respect the Cabbage Patch Kids, though, and I still love my Garbage Pail.
Okay, I'm really curious.
Garbage Pail is like what prisoners have to poop into when they're in their cage.
Wow. In their cage?
Well,
of this was wrong. Yes. All of that was wrong. Everything you just said was wrong.
I've been playing too many video games right now. I'm sorry. Yeah. I've rescued so many prisoners from cages in Diablo 3. I will have you know. I'm the hero.
There's always full buckets in there. Is that what you're saying?
Wait. I'm.
You know, like when you're in a prison cell?
No,
and there's
no.
A bucket.
I know. I'm playing
That is a garbage pail bucket.
Not current day. They don't make current day prisoners poop into buckets, Maud. They have toilets.
Have you been in jail?
Have you not
Allison,
watched Orange is the New Black?
Yeah, that's right.
But Garbage Pail isn't current day either. I'm still talking about
that. Well, Garbage Pail Kids is from like 40 years ago or something. That's a little long. But,
Breaking
you know.
Bad, 35. Finale, what? Jesse Pinkman had a Garbage Pail shit bucket.
Yeah,
oh my God, did he?
I do not make this up. It's in the forefront of my mind for a reason.
Wow.
Man, now I'm sorry I brought it up. Want to move
okay,
on?
Yes, because I need to ask a question I'm very curious about.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to know what our non-American did for Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
I went to a friend's house. She is Australian, married to an American.
Okay.
Good.
And her brother is Australian, married to an American.
Okay.
And they all cooked.
Ooh.
And I ate it.
Yes.
And then I cleaned up because I didn't cook at all.
Right.
Yeah.
And then we played Jack in the Box. Jack in the Box.
Jack Box.
Just the thing
just
where you.
Jack
oh,
Jack.
That's the thing on the TV where you play on your phone.
Jackbox.
No, like you don't know Jack. That thing.
No.
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't know Jack.
But it's on Jackbox TV. So there's a game called You Don't Know Jack, and then there's Quiplash and Drawful, and we played all of those.
Those are fun. Nice. I like playing those things. Yeah.
So one of the questions which I lost to, and I was quite devastated about it. I'm going to give you the scenario and then two answers, and you guys will vote on the better answer.
Okay, got it.
So the question is, the most inappropriate thing to say at a funeral is...
That's a really good impression of this game.
And then option one was, it's like how to start the eulogy. The most inappropriate way to start a eulogy at a funeral is... And then one of the answers was, it's like when Hitler said... And then the second one was, you know, necrophilia is not all that bad.
Oh my gosh.
So which one would win?
To be the worst?
Yes.
I got to go the Hitler one.
Yeah, I was going to say Hitler too.
Yeah, because I was necrophilia and I didn't win then. I was like, I felt robbed.
I just sort of feel like anything, like any mention of Hitler that isn't immediately like, this is exactly what a human being should not do is just the wrong way to bring up Hitler.
And it's like, it's a guaranteed win.
Yeah.
Well, you tried, Mud.
So people like fucking dead bodies is what I'm hearing. I have not.
Okay, then.
I feel like the joke could turn somehow. I don't know. Maybe.
Because that happened, and I remember typing it in, and I was like, when I pressed enter, I was like, that's a done deal. I have got this. And the other person won Quiplash, which means all five votes went to them.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, not one?
Not one?
Denied.
Whoops. I have to tell you guys about an exciting sighting that I had right before the holiday, actually.
Cool. Yeah.
So my mother, that's it. I just saw my mom.
She's the best, from what I understand.
My mother texted me, this is now a couple weeks ago, and she was like, Allie, this Friday evening at this bookstore, Peter Asher is doing a book signing and a talk. You have to go. And I was like, what are you talking about?
He's Peter Asher.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Thank you. And then she explained to me that Peter Asher was during the British invasion.
He was one of the Beatles?
Well, he wasn't one of the Beatles, but he was in a duo group called Peter and Gordon.
Okay.
And they were like super big right at that time too. I guess our parents were really into it, whatever. but this guy, his sister is an actress, and she actually dated Paul McCartney for 2 years.
Wow.
And Paul McCartney lived in his family's house during that time. So Peter was actually really, or is still, very good friends with Paul McCartney. And then he went on to produce some of their records, he was their A&R guy for their record label or something like that. So he wrote a book that's called A to Z, a thing on the Beatles.
You called it Z.
It's the name of the book.
Because that's the right way
to
say
it. Yes, I know. Because he's British.
Yeah.
Anyway, so.
My people.
So my mother's like a huge Beatles fan. So I was like, all right, you know what? It's a Friday night, but it's fine. I will be a good daughter. I'm going to go. I will get the book signed for her. It's going to be a great Christmas gift.
Oh, bless.
Right? I call up my buddy Chris because he's the one person I know who would probably actually go to a book signing with me on a Friday night. He does. I'm like, great. I got a friend. Awesome. I go to this book signing. Chris and I are the youngest there, easily by 20 to 30 years, if not more. There's seats set up, but it's very crowded. And Chris was like, ooh, we can grab those two seats. And I was like, Chris, we're not the ones who should be sitting. Like, everyone else here deserves a seat over us, you know? And so it gets super packed. And then it's like just about to start. And in the door walks freaking Weird Al and his wife. And I was like, oh my God.
She's a Krajewski. I wish I met
like,
her.
Oh, right. Yeah. And I was just like, I grabbed Chris's arm. I was like, Weird Al is here. And he's like, this is the coolest place to be. I'm like, I know.
Did anyone older recognize him?
If they did, they played it real cool.
I have a feeling they didn't.
Wow,
I know.
Yeah, probably.
And so then Peter Asher talks. He was delightful. I learned a lot. He's a very enthusiastic guy. He was great. And then they start the book signing. And my buddy Chris, who was with me, he very smartly kind of snuck out before the end of the talk and got himself
in line. Bless
so
Chris.
When this book signing started, he was third in line.
That's awesome.
There was only one dude in front of him, and then the person in front of him, Weird Al.
Really?
Weird Al was first in line at the book signing. And so we go up and we take our turn. Weird Al goes and he leaves. And I get up there and I was like, I gotta be honest, I'm here for my mom. I was like, but the fact that Weird Al is at your book signing makes you the coolest. Yeah. And he just goes, isn't it so nice that he came? And I was like, yes, what? This is awesome.
That's cool.
I know. So anyway, that was my great Friday night Pizza. Before Thanksgiving.
That's cool.
Peter Asher. Pull one out for Asher.
Asher, yeah.
Yeah.
I told my mother about it when I saw her over Thanksgiving, and she was like, and she broke up with him. Can you even believe that? So Peter Asher's older sister, who had been dating Paul McCartney, is the one who ended that relationship.
Maybe he was shit in bed.
Yeah, who knows?
I guess if you're like that famous and you probably had like many, many women, maybe you probably start giving up in bed. And you're just like, yeah, I'm famous. You do all the work. And then like you could be absolutely.
A friend of mine has been in a band that's been quite successful since he was in high school.
Oh, no.
And he has said to me, not only is he in therapy to try and see women as actual people and not objects.
Oh, my God.
And he's done a bit of like a huge 180 the last few years, but just said, I never had to try.
Yeah.
It just happened.
Right.
And it was always there.
Ew.
Yeah. But I mean, thank God he knows that.
Yeah.
Now.
So the first step is recognizing it and admitting it.
Yeah.
That's good.
And then steps
like, what
2 through 12 are therapy.
Years.
And I thought about it. If you reverse it, like let's say a woman or, you know, one of us were in a very successful band. Let's say we're a goddamn Spice Girl or something.
Yes.
Is it a different
I'm
set of
Ginger
rules?
Spice.
Or I think I'm scary.
Yeah. Like, obviously.
It took me a while to realize it.
Yeah.
I don't think it is. I was reading, like, I think back, like, what was this big 80s band? Who was it? The ones that did Walk Like an Egyptian. I think they
had the
Bangles.
Bangles. I think they had, like, you know, the same kind of thing, but with the people they wanted to be with. The men.
But they were plowing through it?
I think so.
Yeah.
You could just go into a room and you're like,
I think I read an article, they were, like, talking about it.
You.
And, like.
And you're coming home with me. Yeah. And they go, right. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, yeah.
That's no fun.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
You like the chase. You like to make sure you're actually...
No, actually. I like a guy to want to be with me for me.
Oh, I thought you were about like...
Yeah,
I
agree.
Okay,
I totally agree.
I only really believe in connection.
Yeah.
Not
what?
I get it, yeah.
Not. Do you guys have you're the... So... I mean, pump and dump is a breastfeeding term, but we also use it
it's
for...
Also
no!
Sassy time.
Sassy time.
And fuck 'em and chuck 'em. Do you know that one?
Fuck 'em and chuck 'em? Oh, my God.
Straya.
That's awful.
I mean, that's a delightful way to say a one-night stand.
Jesus. This is all terrible. Mm-hmm. I think we should move on to something not so terrible.
What I'm trying to say is, will our audience listeners never use that phrase that they've just learned?
I hope not.
Don't say it again.
We're going to move on to an email. How about that? Speaking of our listeners.
You're welcome.
This is appropriate because this episode's coming out on Monday, and we just passed Black Friday. You know, the shopping craze day. So this email is from Aaron. He says, hey, happy hour.
I'm so sorry. Is this Aaron as in a guy's name or Aaron as in a woman's name?
Well, I said Aaron, he says. So I would take the assumption that he is a guy.
I've met one Aaron who was a guy. So this whole thing.
Well, this is A-A-R-O-N.
Love it. Aaron.
Aaron. Yeah. Yes. Aaron. He says, hey, happy hour crew.
She got it wrong.
What do you mean? Aaron.
Aaron.
Aaron is a girl. Aaron is a guy. Aaron.
Aaron.
Aaron. Aaron.
They sound
they're pronounced the same. They're just
no,
spelled
they're
differently.
Not pronounced. My sister's Aaron. E-R-I.
Aaron. You say Aaron?
Aaron. Not Aaron. Yes.
Aaron.
So the guy's name is Aaron.
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 I call them both Aaron.
I know.
You're wrong.
I don't care which it is. It's Aaron.
When I say them, they're very distinctly different.
Yeah. Okay, you say them.
So the guy's name is Aaron.
Yeah. Aaron. Yeah, you're opening your mouth real wide.
Aaron.
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 Even if I don't. Aaron. Aaron. Okay. And the girl's name is Aaron.
Yeah.
Aaron.
I'm
so Aaron and Aaron.
Aaron and Aaron.
No one's just ever like, agreed with me on that except
just
you.
Like Craig and Greg are different
Craig,
names.
Greg, yeah.
But
no, those are different names for different reasons.
No, but when Americans say them, they sound the same.
No, they don't. My brother's name is Greg, and I know how to say Craig.
They sound the same.
No, they don't. Greg and Craig.
When I say Greg and Craig.
You're changing the vowels. They still sound different at the beginning.
Because one's an E and one's an AI.
Craig is... That's ridiculous. Craig.
Yeah, that's
no one here Craig. With the spelling C-R-A-I-G wants to be called Craig.
But that's the name.
No, it's not.
And it's making me homesick when you say it.
I'm sorry.
You nailed it.
Craig. At least you're not telling me I'm terrible at saying it like you normally do with my Australian.
Glad you nailed that one.
Nice. Can I get to Aaron's shit? Can I get to Aaron's email now?
Yes.
Hey, Happy Hour crew.
Hi, Aaron.
Hi, Maud.
It's actually Maud. No, I'm kidding.
Maud. Maud. So after listening to you, your last show and talking about throwing up in public, oh, that was a couple weeks ago, I think. And since Thanksgiving and Black Friday made me think of a story. Here we go. He said TLDR. I'm going to just actually read the whole story. While I was in high school, my girlfriend, now wife, so this all has a happy ending, thank goodness, had been wanting to take me Black Friday shopping for a while, and this was the first time I was able to go. So we stood in line for a long time in Walmart, and right before the bell rang, this woman walked right in front of us, threw up, and then just walked away like nothing happened.
What the hell?
Needless to say, that was my last time Black Friday shopping for a long time.
Oh my gosh.
Love the show and you guys. Thanks. Aaron.
Was that a technique, do you think?
Yeah, to scare people away so you get that TV. Yeah.
Or was it just someone who barely made it through Thanksgiving dinner and like got themselves up early in the morning for Black Friday shopping and just was like, I'm not going to make it.
Oh my God. You don't just walk away from your spew either. You have a responsibility, surely.
Yeah. It's awful.
Have you guys ever done Black Friday?
Gone? No.
No, me neither.
Online. Everything's online.
Yeah.
Click, click, click.
Well,
happy
no,
go.
They do have in-store deals that are like, absolutely insane, but they do put a lot of everything on sale anyway.
I don't buy gifts anyways
anymore, so it's like,
we know, Tom. What's the last thing you've gotten for us, Tom?
I got you a bag of gummy worms last Christmas.
Yeah, that was almost a year ago. Speaking Christmas. Of Drunksmithes this week. Oh my
gosh,
this week, guys.
Yeah, I know.
This is airing
on Monday. We're recording on Sunday.
Yeah, yeah.
So, hey, this is our last shout out that we can do to all of you all. We will be posting the address on Monday on our Twitter. We all individually post it as well on our IGs and stuff. But it is still up from last year. So if you go to our Twitter account, you can check it out. It's the 1700 Burbank Boulevard address for Starburns Audio. Please, if you can, Postmates us food. and booze and goodies and all that kind of stuff. You can go straight to that address. There will be delivery instructions on the door for the delivery people on how they can actually get it to us, but it's fine. They'll figure it out. If you're shipping us something, ship it immediately. It can also ship to that address. Just put half hour, happy hour, ladies night, care of Starburns Audio, and then the same address.
Yes.
And we've already gotten a few write-ins for lyrics for the 12 Days of Drunksmith songs, but we are still accepting applications for that. Because normally, submissions, because normally we mix and mash them up.
Oh,
like
cool.
Normally, we'll pull the best from everyone's options and put them all together.
If we've got any writers or wordsmiths listening, this is your time to flex.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do it.
Right.
And on that note, I think we'll take a quick little break. And we're back.
And we're back.
I got another email to go into.
All right.
This is entitled, it's from Jonathan. Do we want to talk about how we pronounce his name?
John.
How does he spell
John.
That? Is it J-O-N or J-O-H-N?
J-O-N.
Okay.
Jonathan.
Not John.
John with an H.
John. Okay, this is entitled Adding a Nail to Maud's Travel Life Hack Coffin.
Oh, here we go.
I'm sorry, Maud.
Bring it on, John.
Hello from Belgium, HHHHLN crew.
Hello,
dramatic
John.
Pause.
Hello, John.
Hi, Maud.
Yes.
Hi, Tom.
Well, hello.
Meow, Aristotle. Yes. Yeah. We got a nod. And hey, Allison. He spelled it like hey, slip. That's amazing. For good measure. I'm a short-time listener who powered through all the episodes I could find, and I barely caught up with you guys right around the time he who shall not be named announced he would leave the podcast.
I'm guessing he got real attached for that time as well.
Yes.
And then it was the ultimate betrayal.
Oh. Good riddance, I say, as Maud is awesome.
Oh, thank you.
And so are you all. I feel Aussies are kind of sort of close to Belgians because they know their drinks, they know their cusses, and they know their fatally dangerous fauna. Wait, the last one's just on you and your people, Maud.
Thank you, we'll take it.
Unfortunately, I finally write to make a negative-ish comment on Maude's travel life hack from 11/11's episode, What Would Lizzo Do?
John.
Where she said she uses hotel gyms to refill her water bottle.
Usually it's a guaranteed thing. They have a, a water cooler. They got a cooler right there.
Smart. As an official scientist working in an analysis lab. He's actually a scientist. We see all the bad and juicy parts of the world, including water coolers. And let me tell you, those are nasty places to drink.
Really?
I suppose you can build up your immunity over time with repeated exposure, but I wouldn't condone using them at all.
We're talking like the big plastic ones that are delivered.
Oh,
the big jugs.
It says
like
water coolers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that so? They're different. So there's like the water coolers like at the airport.
I'm guessing
that's a water fountain.
We call it a water bubbler.
We used to call it a bubbler too, back then. Yeah. Bubbler.
Here we go. They're full of bacteria, fungi, and other perfectly fine things to find in drinkable water, such as small dead animals and such. True story.
Wait,
what?
So even the dead animals are trying to kill me.
Damn. I would suggest boiling the water before consuming it or switching to a more appropriate drink, such as liquor.
Okay, well, John, I'm going to have to take up on liquor because I swear I've spoken about this. The little teapots, what are they called, guys?
Oh, someone cleans their underwear in them.
People put their underwear in them and boil
that.
It's
so weird.
Boil my water, I'm boiling it in undie juice. Ew. It's a lose-lose. I will never drink water again.
Well, John also suggests you can't go wrong with a Belgian Trappist, for example.
Belgian Trappist.
There you go.
What's that?
It's a type of booze.
Yeah. I should have known that.
Trappist monk.
Anyway, thanks a lot for all the laughs and good times during my daily commute, and keep going. Drunks Miss is in sight.
Woo-hoo.
Oh my God, it is, you guys.
Oh my gosh.
It's so soon.
Can I prep
I have a review.
Oh, you have a review. You made it to a review.
Surely did. Meat Crabs. 5 stars. This podcast is so good. Wrote it on Tuesday. Ahem. I enjoy this podcast. Allison is enthusiastic and entertaining. Maude is fairly new to the podcast, yet brings a classic feel to the show.
Ooh.
Classic.
Fairly new, but classic.
Tom.
Oh, I can't wait. What's with Tom? Dear.
Tom is the only man I know who gets paid for one-sentence stories.
It's a
kudos to everyone involved. By the way, it's James Smith, not Meat Crabs. Don't know why it says that.
That's a fantastic review. Thank you.
A good racket to have to tell a one-sentence.
Should we read one more?
Yeah.
Let's get into a story. Oh.
No?
Oh. Oh. Oh, your eyes are making noise.
It's kind of okay, says Gentleman the Fox, but gave us 5 stars. They a bunch of folly. I got too excited. They are a bunch of funny fellas, and if you disagree, I'll fight your face.
Oh,
but be warned, I can do like 7 push-ups in a row.
Whoa, that's good.
Yeah,
that is good.
Well, at least we have people on our side.
We've had so many new comments, by the way.
That's because we've been asking people to comment.
They are coming.
I love this. I love this new trait. Okay,
that's good.
Everyone, comment if you can. I think we'll read one every episode of Drunksmith.
That would be awesome.
Yeah,
oh, cool,
we'll read one every Drunksmith.
Okay,
every Drunksmith episode. Oh, and by the way, Drunksmith is going to start dropping onto your podcast listening devices December 21st, and I believe that's a Saturday, so that'll be the first day of Drunksmith.
So many special guests we're gonna have. Surprise guests.
We got some guests coming, and it's gonna be fun.
Maybe we'll put together some more Legos drunkenly this
year.
Oh, hopefully.
I forgot about putting together Legos. How did I forget about the Legos at Drunksmith?
I think it probably stopped you from doing it.
I know, because you're so convinced that I just...
concentrate on it.
Yeah.
And, then,
and guess what? I listen to every episode, and I constantly talk through them. So all of this... it's because I'm not talking the entire episode that Tom's like, you stop talking.
Because you can't do two things at once, and you have to find the piece.
I am. I fully will be doing Legos and talking, but I let other people enjoy the conversation more.
I'm okay with you talking a lot. It means I can just sit and listen.
Yeah, you get paid for your one-sentence stories.
Yeah, and my articles.
That's actually kind of a life goal. This is like my life goal in life is to go on gardening leave. So I sign a really long contract, and then 6 months into it, you know, the show doesn't continue, but they have to pay me out the rest of the contract.
Yes.
And a lot of the times you can't get another job in that time.
Yes.
So you're literally paid to do nothing.
Gardening leave.
Yeah.
Do you do any gardening? You're
like, how do we
I
make
think
that
that's
happen?
All you can do.
Illegally. Yeah. Okay.
And that's so the goal, right?
I still wouldn't do it. Gardening.
It's you know, I am a member of the SAG-AFTRA union and all that. So there's technically a rule that you can't. There's a lot of rules.
I don't do anything with SAG after anymore.
But there's a rule that you can't be kept at an audition for more than an hour.
Really?
A lot of times it gets overlooked. A lot of times. And like, they have sign-in sheets and whatever. And if you sign up, like a lot of times they're just ignored. Whatever. It's something that
Because what are you
going
to do as
be...
an actor? Complain and then have them like blacklist?
Right.
Fear,
well,
fear
I mean, that,
them,
that's
like...
not what happens.
No,
but
I know, but like it's...
It's like everything's understandable that like schedules get screwed up.
Yeah, of course.
But there was one time I was at a commercial audition and they were just going so far behind and they knew. And the casting director was telling everyone, like, make sure you sign out. We got whatever. And I was like, I'm never going to see anything like this. And then like a few months went by and all of a sudden I got like a couple $100 check. And I was like, what?
Sweet,
I actually got paid for my time to sit there.
Way to go, SAG after.
I know. Huh? I was like, yeah.
That's the goal.
Yep.
Everyone's like, what's your dream goal? Is it like to be on a talk show? Is it to like be the face of a network? No. It's to get paid to do nothing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wait, did I just become the voice of like the doll?
The doll?
The doll in Australia is when you don't have work, so you get paid by the government. You collect checks to not work.
Oh, yeah, the welfare.
I feel like that's literally their insurance. Ambition and their tagline.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to back away from that one as well.
Should we throw the beanbag? Should we have the beanbag?
My God, I'm living
right, go
under
to a story.
This beanbag.
Allison slapped
go
my
to
arm.
A story. I didn't... Oh, my God.
It hurt.
Your huge guns?
Yeah, but my skin is very soft and gentle.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sensitive.
It's because you've been moisturizing.
I have been moisturizing.
Because you're upgrading
actually,
you. We're getting upgraded, Tom.
You're a real man now.
You literally got in my car on the way to come here, and I was like, who's this scruffy, handsome man?
Yeah, she said that.
I dig
that.
The beard.
And and his hair is longer.
Do.
He told me, I'm going to out you.
Good.
I was like, is your hair longer? What's happening? He's like, I'm now using styling products. And I was like, what?
Clay. I believe it's molding clay or something
molding
like that.
Molding clay!
It's actually...
Molding that hair
what?
With clay?
I felt like... I saw some pictures of me recently. My hair was like so flat. I'm like, what can I do? I looked up online. I saw these videos.
Oh, look,
of
you did research!
Putting... So I went to the store and I was like, okay, I'll get something cheap just to try it. So I got... Can I name products on here? It's Axe.
You got Axe.
It's the Axe brand.
Well, hair and molding
it's
clay.
Good.
You usually
it.
Start there when you're 15, but you better
late
than
never. I'm a little behind.
You know what? It's fine.
It's
fine.
It's a good start.
You look
for
fantastic.
Like
okay.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Can you read us a story now?
I'm going to read you a story. All right. A Canadian shopping mall Santa Claus. Seems we're dealing with Christmas.
Oh, that's great.
Canadian shopping mall Santa Claus decked the halls so hard this Christmas season that he lost his job over it.
Oh, no. What? He decorated too much?
Kind of.
Oh, did I read this wrong?
Yeah.
I take this too literally?
Okay.
Was his name Declan?
Declan.
Oh,
I love that name, by the way. It's a nice Irish name, Declan.
You know what my favorite part is? Aristotle at least put his head in his hands, and I think he was laugh crying.
Maybe?
Maybe that one.
He's like, yes, I
he
agree
tries to
that
stay as quiet as he can.
I know.
You usually like my jokes.
I'm getting him on the show.
He's our
can
surprise
you come
guest.
Drunksmas?
Oh, yes.
Can we get you drunk? I don't want sober Aristotle. I want drunk Aristotle.
Well, we do.
As
he
a
is
guest.
The one in charge of recording us, so we just have to make sure he doesn't get too drunk to not record. Like Alex almost did, Drunksmas season or year one.
The first year.
What didn't record?
Oh, no. It recorded, but we got this whole setup. We had like, I mean, were you a guest on season one?
Not
or
season
on year
was,
one?
No.
We had this whole setup in this theater and like this whole thing. And we, you know, it was the first year we're doing it. So we like really committed to it. And then Alex realized afterwards he recorded the entire day via the computer speakers instead of the extremely large setup that we had put together.
So our microphones were completely useless.
He literally just didn't switch the input on his computer, and he recorded. So it sounds all like far away.
Echoey.
I mean, it's still fine, but it's not this quality at all.
Oh no.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God.
But that's just because that was the first time. He wasn't drunk. I don't think he really even drank.
No, the
too
first
much
time he was.
Was he drunk the first time?
Well, I mean, not when we started recording.
Right.
Yeah.
We were very sober when we set that all up and hit record.
What hour? Can you guys give me drunksmith training? At what hour does it kind of get a bit
training.
Gnarly?
Oh.
Episode 7-8 is normally right when things start going off into like, oh, we're drunk.
Like, and we're doing 12.
Yes.
So the last four are train wreck.
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
Yeah, it's nice because sometimes people will send us like shots of Fireball or whatever.
Yeah.
And then we're like, do a shot of that. I think that happened last year, right?
Yeah,
wrong?
We've done. That's the other
like
thing. We will have a regular drink with every episode, but there's always once in a while that we are requested to take shots. So we take shots.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
But again, there's so much food.
Yeah.
You don't feel. I have never felt like, like I'm a disaster, if that makes sense. Yeah, no. Just like all inhibition is gone.
I get this squawk noise when I'm drunk.
Can't wait for that.
Yeah. You've heard it when I think I'm very funny, but then put alcohol in with that.
And then we're going to get a lot of it all the time.
I don't think you should say there's so much food because then we're not going to get enough ordered from
Please send us food. Please. Some of you can send us sugary things. Some of you can send us booze. But please, most of you send us food. Like real
meat and carbs
food.
Substance.
Yes.
Pizza.
Yeah.
Can I request a gluten-free cheese pizza?
Oh,
with
my gosh.
Pineapple on it.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Because Aristotle is gluten-free.
Oh, yes.
No.
He can't even have the cheese.
Really,
no, he's vegan. Send something vegan for Aristotle, too, please. Our poor podcat needs food, too. We have to feed him as well. I think last year we literally were like, this is vegan. Save it for Aristotle.
Don't touch it.
No, but it's really a delightful day. And wear something comfy and cozy.
Okay.
Because you're going to be sitting all day and like snuggling up with people and all that kind of stuff.
Snuggling up
Finish
with people.
Finish the story. Sorry, I almost hit you again and I remembered your sensitive skin.
It's funny. I don't mind getting punched, but slapped actually hurts more than getting punched.
I feel like I'm not slapped. It's more flick.
It is,
I'm just flicking you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's definitely a mum.
All right, what happened to Santa? Why did he get fired? Did he punch someone?
No. It's actually not too bad of a story.
Oh, okay.
His name is Gary. I'll call him Gary.
Gary.
I can't pronounce
his
last name.
No, his name's Declan.
Okay, Declan.
Gary, 69, was fired from his role as Santa Claus at the Cherry Lane Shopping Center in British Columbia this past week due to some gag photos.
Oh.
Gag photos featuring the Jolly One clutching a woman's breasts and taking a swig from a flask.
Not with kids, though, I'm assuming.
He says they call the pictures dirty or inappropriate. They are none of those things. It's just hard for me to swallow that part. Michelle, the woman who appears to have the Gary clutching her breast in one of the photos, participated in the photo shoot when she was over at his house painting his partner's nails. She said she would never have allowed the photos to be taken if she thought they were out of line. So I think it was like a mutual.
Oh, so and that wasn't even on work.
It wasn't at work.
So
then they got out. So now this woman's the woman who has having her chest grabbed.
Yeah.
Her Facebook profile photo is of herself and with that picture.
Oh.
And she's a mobile spa service, right? So now the new the new quote with the picture says, "Our mobile spa wishes you the best Christmas ever." See? And she says they were fun adult humor. The world has got to lighten up a little bit. I mean, it was something that they were doing. Here's the picture. I mean, it's not like a super gratuitous or...
Oh, that's
it's
not... Just
it's barely
that
grazing.
That doesn't even look like...
It's not like
he's
like... Eh.
Yeah,
he's
no.
Like, he looks like such a nice Santa.
Somebody hire poor Gary.
Just so everyone knows what we're talking about, it's not like Santa's like fully grabbing her boot. It's like his It's like his hand is on her shoulder and his hand is just lower than her shoulder. So it's actually coming in from the top and like his fingers aren't gripping anything.
No.
It's just like there.
It's a light dusting of the breast.
Yeah, that's a light dusting of the breast.
A light breasting?
Yeah, that's a little too much. It was one thing when I thought it was like at work.
Yeah.
But if it wasn't even at work.
He's like 68,
just
because
he's dressed as Santa.
Yeah.
I like the point, and I honestly think we need to all adopt it a little further.
Mm.
If you are defending a person and you do not like the actions that have been towards a person, but that person doesn't mind, back off.
Yeah.
Because
right.
the feeling
yes.
on,
yes.
we like to get offended on behalf of other people
yes.
because you think that's what would upset them. But if
that's
they are not upset,
right.
you
yeah.
have no right to be upset on their behalf.
Yes. That's
yeah.
a really, really good.
I think that would solve a lot of problems in the world if everyone was just like, do I need to get upset
yeah.
over this particular thing?
Yeah.
Especially if that person comes forward going, I had a blast. It was consensual.
Exactly.
It was all fun.
Yeah.
It was hilarious.
Yep.
She says, the woman doing the nails, I was simply doing Mrs. Claus nails and having fun taking pictures with Santa, all in good humor. The movie Bad Santa was a blockbuster hit. This is Bad Santa 2, and it's becoming a hit. What's the phrase? Any publicity is good publicity, she says.
Oh, this lady's now really turning around to be like, get me your nails done by me.
Yeah, that's why she put on her Facebook page. And then there's just, the other picture here is just really funny and cute. It's just him drinking from a flask next to an old lady.
Well, that's harmless. I think that's supposed to be Mrs. Claus.
Yeah, it probably is Mrs.
Which
Claus.
Which is why he's drinking.
Yes.
She makes him work 364 days a year. 365 days a year. One day a year?
One
does
day.
Santa work
one
just
day.
One day or does he work all
no,
day a year?
No, because he has to make the toys. Yeah.
That's the dream job, to work one day a year and
no,
be worshipped for eternity.
But I think that's because he had slaves basically working for him, which
they
is the little
elves.
I don't know. They're making all these toys. He's sitting back and just
but
making a
list. But
they
probably get paid and however elves
Are we
get
applying
paid?
Logic?
Probably.
To fantasy.
I don't know.
It's one of my favorite things to do.
You guys, did you watch Klaus? It explains everything.
I want to see it.
Watch Klaus. Good? It's so delightful. I watched it again with my family. I cried even harder the second time. I was like, good God.
Well, I just don't need to cry.
All right, I understand.
I like
don't
crying.
Cry. It's also
movies.
Very funny. It's
I like to laugh.
It's not just like a sad movie. You only cry because it's heartfelt. It's not sad.
Even worse.
You know what I mean? I'm sorry.
I cry more with heartfelt than I do
with
sad.
Thanksgiving, yeah, we thing. Just, you know, have the TV on and we're watching like the parade and football and all that kind of stuff. And it's like the start of the super heartfelt holiday commercials.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I'm just like.
I hope she gets that credit card.
The little girl wants to be Santa and everyone's making fun of her because she's a girl. Just let her be Santa.
Is that the actual commercial?
Yes. Yes, I think
that's
it's
getting
a,
me.
It's a car commercial or something like that.
Really?
It's this little girl, and she's I mean, she's probably like
I have too much empathy.
Eight to ten or something like that. Mm-hmm. And she's saying she's in front of her class, yeah. And they're all saying what they want to be when they grow up. And she's like, "When I grow up, I want to be Santa Claus."
That's awesome.
And everyone like laughs at her because they're like, "You're a girl. Where's your beard?" And then her parents decorate their truck with Christmas lights and they go and deliver presents, uh-huh. And she helps, and so she gets to be Santa.
That's cute.
And then she grew a beard and she was like, yeah. Suck on that!
Yeah!
And that's how she won the day.
That's cute. When I was a kid, so like, I asked my dad, hey, Dad, if I grow up and I want to be a cab driver, can I be a cab driver? He's like, you can be whatever you want as long as you're happy, right?
Yeah.
So my dad loves church. You know, he's a religious dude. So like, my dad loved church. We would go and I like that.
Was he a pastor?
No, he wasn't.
Oh. You played a pastor?
No.
Okay.
No.
You're in a movie with a pastor. You ate pasta.
I played a altar boy in a movie.
That's
there we go.
Richard
we knew it. We'd get there eventually.
Yeah.
It's a slow road for me, but I'll walk it through.
So like, I liked how church was quiet. I lived in a family with, you know, eight people, right?
Yeah,
so it was
crazy.
Loud. I love loud noise now, but like church was nice and quiet. So I tell my dad one day, I was super young. I said, Dad, when I grow up, I want to be a priest. And he goes, no. I'm not going to be a priest.
You will never be happy.
Like, what?
Like, that's the only thing.
But I was like, but Dad, don't you like love Jesus, God,
Didn't
church?
You
I thought
you'd
be happy if I wanted to be. He's like, no.
Wow.
I'm glad he.
You were never meant for the.
The cloth.
It was not
cloth.
Yeah.
I was like, what is that phrase? The cloth. all right. I think we.
Yeah, I think we pretty much did
it.
Darn it.
We done it.
We're done it.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. This is the last episode our listeners are going to hear before we record Drunksmiths. Now, that being said, there will be two more regular episodes that come out before Drunksmiths. We're recording those later this week.
Yeah.
But this is the last one before Drunksmiths. So this is our last call to action of please, dear God, send us food.
I want to apologize as well.
Yeah.
Oh.
I just know that I'm going to say something.
I'm very, very excited. For you to experience your first Drunksmiths.
Also, Maude, we can edit out stuff if you say it inappropriately.
That is true. Listen,
Maude is going to be fine with it.
We almost never edit this show.
Yeah.
There's been once or twice we've edited something because a guest has let something slip where they go, oh crap, legally I can't say that. So that we've had to do. But we've, just so our listeners know, we let it kind of all hang out.
Have you had to ever edit a Drunksmiths?
Well, when a guest has said something, yes, but not because of us.
So,
like, I cried last Drunksmiths when it was our last episode with Alex. I literally sat there and cried for 30 minutes. Not edited.
It was adorable.
That's really sweet.
Drunk crying.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, with Fungins and Flagons, obviously the show that I do, we would do three episodes back to back. But if you rolled one, you had to take a shot. And if you rolled 20, you could nominate a shot.
Ooh.
And because I was in charge of the story, I had to watch back that third episode because I couldn't remember any of
Whoa.
It.
Oh, no, I don't remember Drunksmiths.
One of the guys, you had to throw up in the bathroom afterwards.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
at least it was afterwards and not on the show.
That would have been good, though.
Great content. Great content. All right. Well, hopefully we'll be making great content for you guys at Drunksmiths.
I'm guts. I'm ready.
Yes, we're ready. Yeah, we're ready. Keep an eye out for the address if you're sending us stuff. Oh, the hours. You can send anything starting at... no earlier, absolutely no earlier than 10:30 a.m. and no later than 7 p.m. So nothing, that'll be on our Twitter as well, but nothing earlier than 10:30 a.m. or later than 7 p.m.
So just aim for 11 till 5.
Yeah. I mean, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds good. All right, that is... Oh, if you would like to email us, email us at halfhourhappyhourfans@gmail.com. That is where you can send us the lyrics and everything like that. You can also follow us on Twitter, halfhourhappyhr.
You can put in a review on iTunes. Give us your five stars and we'll be reading them out over Drunksmiths.
Yes, we need those as well. And yeah, send us Drunksmiths lyrics as well too. And that is it for this week's episode of the Half Hour Happy Hour Ladies Night. I'm Allison Hayslip.
I'm Maud Garrett.
Thank you, Tom Helping Hands Kraski.
I like Helping Hands.
I do too.
I think it's fitting. Helping First it was like hands. Super Volcano, and then it was White Wine Mandango, and now it's Helping Hands.
Helping Hands by Tom Krajewski.
Yeah. Good hey, night. That was more than a sentence.
It was.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.